Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts has elected quite a few political outsiders to high office in recent years. One-time corporate lawyer, Governor Deval Patrick, and former Harvard professor, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren are, of course, on the list. This year, three outsiders are among the five Democrats running for governor. But in a recent WBUR poll, the three, candidates Joe Avalone, Donald Berwick, and Juliette Kayyem, each showed support in just the single digits. WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports on what's at stake right now for those candidates.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Juliette Kayyem makes the rounds at a living room meet and greet in Fall River. She's here to woo about a dozen delegates to this month's state Democratic convention. Like all the candidates, she must win at least 15% of delegates to earn a spot on the Democratic primary ballot in September. Kayyem is a 44-year-old lawyer and former Homeland Security official in the Patrick and Obama administrations. She talks to the delegates about climate change and health care. But she also tries to steer them away from the frontrunner, Attorney General Martha Coakley, and the other party stalwart in the race, Treasurer Steve Grossman.
There's no next in line. There's no, we've known them forever, let's vote for them. This is a fight for the Democratic Party, and this is a fight for Massachusetts.
Kayyem wins a few converts, like anesthesiologist Augusta Pelletier.
Oh, she was great. I love what she said. She might have my vote.
Dave Dennis, a former Fall River City Councilor who's hosting the event, is also impressed with Kayyem. But Dennis, who's invited all the Democratic candidates to appear at coffee clutches in his home, will not be voting for Kayyem at the convention. He and his wife are backing Steve Grossman, who's spent years cultivating party regulars.
Steve started about a year ago with a grassroots outreach. He talked to us quite a while ago.
But if insiders like Grossman enjoy certain advantages, outsiders have racked up some of the biggest wins in Massachusetts politics in recent years. Deval Patrick was a little-known lawyer when he first campaigned for governor. Elizabeth Warren was a Harvard University professor when she defeated Scott Brown for a U.S. Senate seat 2 years ago. Both Patrick and Warren caught fire months before Election Day, and the current crop of outsider gubernatorial candidates who have struggled to get traction don't look great in comparison. But Democratic political consultant Jim Spencer, who is not involved in any of the gubernatorial campaigns, says the comparison is not really fair.
I know everybody uses those as kind of allegories, right, that Patrick and Warren, but they're so different.
Spencer says Warren had the backing of progressives all over the country. And Deval Patrick
was, new and exciting and then the first African-American and was well on his way. He started campaigning a full year before the election.
John Walsh, the architect of Patrick's insurgent campaign, says there was also a different political environment back then.
The difference, of course, is 2005, we had 16 years of Republican governors. People were, Democrats particularly, the more active you were, the more anxiety-filled you were.
Without the same sort of hunger for change, it may take longer for the outsiders to catch on. If they catch on at all. Tito's Turkey Fry, an annual block party and political schmooze fest hosted by Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson in Dorchester. There are several gubernatorial candidates in attendance. Steve Grossman is scooping ice cream. Juliette Kayyem is shaking hands near the DJ booth. And there's Joe Avalone, 65, a surgeon who is now an executive at a biopharmaceutical research firm.
Well, that's wonderful. So that's my email address and that's my cell phone.
Okay.
And I've got yours and I'm going to stay in touch with you.
Avalone came in at 1% in the recent WBUR poll, and his campaign declines to discuss how many delegates he's lined up for the Democratic State Convention this month. Party insiders say they would be surprised if he clears the 15% threshold and makes the primary ballot. But Avalone is everywhere, and he's counting on his ubiquity to carry him to an upset.
I think the strategy is really shoe leather for me. I mean, my whole campaign has been shoe leather. I've been in probably around 150 cities and towns, some of them scores of times. So I've built up a grassroots organization over time.
Avalone has positioned himself as the moderate in the Democratic primary. Donald Berwick, who's also at the Bloc Party, is pitching himself as the unabashed liberal and hoping the progressive wing of the party can carry him to victory. Berwick, 67, is a pediatrician who ran Medicare and Medicaid in the Obama administration. He opposes casinos and he backs single-payer health care. Berwick's liberal positions recently won him the endorsement of advocacy group Progressive Massachusetts. And in a speech on the State House steps accepting that endorsement, he focused on social justice.
Tonight, there'll be 3,000 kids hungry. There'll be 4,000 families homeless. And there's only one right number for that kind of inequality, and that number is zero. No hunger, no homelessness.
The poll suggests Berwick is largely unknown among the general public, but he insists he has momentum. Berwick raised more money than any of his competitors in the first 2 weeks of May. His campaign says his network of volunteers increased fivefold in the last 2 months. Joe McCannon, a longtime Berwick aide, says the candidate will, quote, comfortably clear the 15% threshold at the convention.
But what we really want to do is we want to demonstrate just how much momentum Don has by having an even bigger result. So we're shooting for a significant number of delegates standing with us.
The hope for Berwick and Kayyem and Avalon is that a strong showing at the convention will provide a much-needed boost among the broader public. So far, Massachusetts voters have kept the outsiders in this race at a distance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.